Well, the activists essentially wanted to blackmail anyone who had any links with Huntington Life Sciences. So they drew up a hit list of thousands of companies that were linked to them. Either they delivered their mail or they were pharmaceutical companies who benefited from their research. They identified employees and their home addresses, and they would post these company names and the individuals' names on their website and invite their supporters to pass the message to them that they should sever all links with the company. This would involve individuals being subjected to a campaign of terror at their homes, and it involved people in masks turning up in the middle of the night and daubing their houses with slogans, or posting hoax bombs through the letterbox, or telling their neighbours that the individual involved was a paedophile and should not be allowed near children.
Was this done in the way that they invited supporters to do it? Was that to sort of deflect the blame from the activists themselves?
I think essentially they were quite clever legally. I mean, in fact, the fact they've been charged with conspiracy to blackmail and not hoax arson attacks or that kind of charge shows how clever they were, that they did try and distance themselves. They essentially organised it.
And they had a headquarters in a cottage in Hampshire, which was bugged by the police. So tell us a bit more about how the police gathered their evidence.
Well, the police realised that the only way they would get evidence was by using audio surveillance, and they went through all the various avenues and passed the test, the quite high test, to have that approved at the highest levels. And they put, it wasn't a bug, it was sort of audio surveillance in their cottage in Evesley in Hampshire, which is near Hook, and essentially listened to the meetings of the seven key figures and used that evidence along with encrypted emails, which they de-encrypted, and spreadsheets which were on the computer. And using that jigsaw, they pieced together the companies and how they were targeted and when they were targeted.
What can the four that were convicted expect in terms of sentencing?
The seven of them, effectively, because the three that pleaded guilty will receive similar sentences. Conspiracy to blackmail is considered a very serious charge, so they will, the ringleaders of the seven will probably have lengthy prison sentences, up to 10 years, perhaps.